Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Grand Rising. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are back. I am Patty Peaceful.
And I'm Pink. Welcome 2022.
2022. We got a little 2022 going on here. So, Miss Pink, how have you been? Because it's been since, like, November.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had a show.
Yes, so how have you been?
I've been doing up and down, but every day's progress, so.
Oh, is there anything interesting that some of our listeners might benefit that you've been going through, or anything that's been enlightening to you or anything like that that'll help us on today's show of self-love and how do we obtain that?
Self-love is an everyday thing.
Exactly.
The process of starting self-love is the hardest.
Yeah, and that's what I have found. And I've also found, like, happiness and self-love and all of that, like, kind of coincide. Because if you don't have happiness, and happiness is, what, a state of mind.
Yes.
And so if you don't have that self-love, happiness, I mean, you're not going to be able to love others if we don't love ourselves. So what I started finding out is I was asking myself, like, in the mornings, like, how are you today? You know, am I having a good day? And 9 times out of 10, I'm having a really good day, but I'll allow myself to start having a bad day due to my surroundings and stuff like that, like different interactions, and I got to stop doing that.
Well, I think that also falls in with just living life. Because even the most happiest people have a bad day.
Oh, yeah, we do. And yeah. That's like, yeah, I mean, we are going to have a bad day and stuff like that. But, like,
you can't self-sabotage when those bad days happen.
Right. And that's where we have to, like, get to our heart,
that's
our
where your
soul.
Self-care comes into play.
Right, because, like, so many of us, and as I was doing, like, on this journey of self-love and self-care, for me is, you know, you have to become selfish.
Yes.
You really do. And it's okay because you've got to start putting yourself first. And I don't know about you, but for me, I'm constantly putting other people first. I'm constantly being a people pleaser. And I'm worrying, oh, my God, what if I don't do this? Is this going to make this person happy? Or is this going to make this person mad? And I got to start realizing, like, am I
at the end of the day, did it make Patty happy?
Right. So it's not being selfish, people. It's really not being selfish when we start to put ourselves first for once in life, you know. So, yeah, you are, and we will shock those around us when we're not constantly, like, pleasing as they're nipping on your ankles and, you know, and tugging at you. You got to remember, it's my day.
Yeah.
And stay consistent with that. Like, I started finding out when I was consistent with, like, waking up every morning, doing meditation, drinking my hot tea, and stuff like that, I was forming a routine of self-love.
Self-love and
self-care. Because I was not only just being beneficial to my body, but also my mental health, because as we all know, it is so important to exercise mental health.
Yes.
And that
your mental health is just as important as your body health.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can sit and get these rituals, as we call them, because I do rituals. And we can get consistent with those rituals of, like, taking care of our bodies. But when we're not actually implementing rituals and stuff that excuse me, my allergies. I do not have COVID allergies. But as we're exercising, you know, our physical, we're also exercising our mental as well. And I found through my personal journey of health, self-love and self-care, I've had to, like, remove toxic people and toxic things, because it's not just always toxic people, toxic things. So sometimes I have to remove food because I'm awful. I can be a binge nighttime eater, wake up in my sleep and eating, and it drives me nuts.
But see, sometimes that self-care is sometimes letting yourself binge eat. You want a snack on a bag of chips? Eat that bag of chips. Don't feel bad about it.
Girl, I ate one of those big, like, family size, share your peanut M&Ms. And I shared some with Michael. And then I said, give me some of your Sour Patch Kids. And I was like, oh, so I woke up this morning, my stomach hurt. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. That's not me being self-loving.
But it is, because you allow yourself to do it. It's Oof. When you say, oh, no, don't do that, you're actually harming yourself. Because
true, but still.
So you should have some limits on maybe the snacky candy at night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a little too much. I mean, I've got to, yeah, that was not good. I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm glad that lady didn't want me to clean her house. And, yeah, there was reasons for everything.
There always is.
But, you know, we're always trying to please everyone else, and we start to lose ourselves.
I think the biggest thing for me, when I decided, you know what, I seen I was pleasing everybody else around me, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't doing things I liked to do.
Right. And I was going over, I was listening to one of these lectures, and I can't remember who it was, but they were like, when you're asked, like when somebody asks you, hey, how was your day?
It's good.
Okay. You'll say it's good, right? And I'll say, like, how was my day? It was amazing. Or it was great. Or you know what? I really didn't feel like I was 100% up to par, right? But there are so many of us that when we're asked, like, hey, how was your day? Well, you know, John at the office was laughing and da-da-da-da and do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like we come, you know, some of us, we come up with this list of conditions that are external. So, like, some of us are, our happiness comes from others,
yes,
being stimulated, being entertained by others. When I stepped back and started my journey of self-love, and yeah, I had to be selfish. I started doing my ritual bath. I think that was one of my biggest things that I connected with, drinking my tea, my meditation. So how was your day anymore? It was like, hey, it's great. It didn't come with a list of conditions. Because I'm not searching for external happiness. We're all seeking, when we are, most of us are seeking that stable happiness within, when we get to the core and to the root of our being. At least that is.
I think once people realize that they control their own happiness.
Exactly.
Like, your life totally changes. Because, I mean, yeah, we have days where everything in the world can go to shit, but I'm still happy.
Yeah, exactly. The
world around me sucks. I'm great.
See, a lot of us also, when your world gets disrupted, like right now, as I'm transcending into my next journey through life, and here I kept saying, oh, I want to be in a tiny home, a tiny home, a tiny home. Ha ha! It just dawned on me today. You watch what you're asked for, or you watch what you ask for, because I'm actually now today, I'm like, yep, I live in a tiny home. I'm going to set it up nice and cute. I'm going to quit fussing and complaining because I'm not creating my own happiness.
No.
And my own happiness, what was? Me wanting a tiny home and Michael wouldn't bend. And now he's happy and I'm like, well, skirt. So today it was like, you idiot. You fool.
You have your tiny home.
What are you like? Shut up. Like, stop it. But do ask yourself, like, are you happy when you wake up? Yes. Ask yourself also, like, are you going to want to be happy tomorrow, the next day after? Of course, I'm not going to say, yeah, I want to be miserable on Monday.
But if I wake up and I'm in a bad mood, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay to have those days where you're in a bad mood.
And so what I say, like, when I start to get in one of those, oh, poor pity patty parties sometimes, us humans, we do that. So then I try to go, okay, Patty, like, stop that shit. Think of what are things that make me happy and bring me joy. A lot of times it's going hiking, but it's been so bitter cold. I'm sorry. There's a difference. There was cold, and today it was cold. But with the wind, it made it bone chilling cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going hiking. So, you know, what did I do? Started doing some research on more herbs. I have, you know, ladies from all over, like, hey, it's helping with the digestive system. So I'm doing something I love, self-love, self-care. It's working for my mental and my physical, and then I'm helping others. So, you know, find things that you enjoy. So, like, if you're going through something right now and you're going through that transition where, you know, the husband, the kids, the mothers, the father, whoever it may be that are, like, pulling your apron strings all different kinds of directions, make yourself a ritual, if you will, and keep to it, even if it's doing that bath once a week. Or if it's, you know, cooking your favorite meal for just yourself or taking yourself out on just a dinner date if you want. It's okay to go out and eat alone, people. I used to do it all the time, and I actually enjoy it.
I do, too. Like, I do it every once in a while. My favorite place to go is Jimmy John's by myself.
What is Jimmy John's?
It is a sandwich shop. It's an expensive sandwich shop.
Heck yeah.
And it's like $10 for a sandwich.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the sandwiches that they make. I love their bread.
Oh, see, like Panera bread. When I lived in Michigan, oh my gosh, Panera bread, or they would have those soup bowls with the potato soup or cream of broccoli and cheese. Oh, yum. And so those are things, like you said, that self-care, that self-love. So you may say, well, I'm taking that money, taking that money away from the husband, the kids, whatever. No, it's not. You have to invest. Do we not feel like we're valuable? Because everybody else thinks we're valuable, but they don't realize that we're that valuable because we're giving up our time,
yeah,
our energy, our love. So, folks, parents, moms, dads, if anyone even listens to this, don't feel bad with spending $10 on a sandwich. You know, put aside a couple things. So you like going to Starbucks or you like doing something. You know what? Take away from something that isn't like super, super important. Save that money to go on something that's important. Go get a pedicure. Go get, you know, go to the movies. Go do something. Go on a drive. Save up the gas money. That's self-love. That's self-care. That's for your physical and mental.
Yep.
Yum, yum, yum. Now, talking about that, I'm like, so, I'm so hungry. I've not eaten all day. Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm like, this morning, I made me breakfast by myself and just had a day just doing me. I didn't leave the house. You know, I cleaned up a little bit, did a couple things I wanted to do around the house and made lunch later on. And I was like,
yeah.
I'll see you at 4:30
because
I plan on staying home
all day. And that's what I plan on this coming Sunday. I'm going to get everything organized. I'm going to just spend the day. See, we thought we were going to be already organized this past Sunday, but things with that room didn't work out. So now we're just change plans. Skirt. Sometimes if the husband would have listened to me, 2.5 weeks ago, we would already be set up.
Everything happens in its own time and when it's supposed to. So
yeah, another way to start doing like self love and self care. What I was taught one time by my dear friend Isaac was that quit self criticizing. We're the worst.
Oh yeah.
And I'm the worst. I mean, I'll be like, oh, I look like shit today. Or I look like a ragamuffin. Or I look like a dirty wook. So would I come up to you or would I come up to somebody that I barely know or somebody I don't even know and say, you know what? Your hair looks like shit. You look like you rolled up out of the bed. No, I'm not going to talk like that to somebody.
But you allow yourself to talk to yourself.
But we allow ourselves to do that. I mean, so what if my hair is not always in place? So, I mean, my husband told me the other day, Michael, he's like, I said, yeah, I got to put my makeup on, blah, blah, blah. He's like, for what? For who? I said, well, I feel like my hair's up and I don't have no makeup on. He said, you look good without it. So why are you doing it? I said, because sometimes it makes me feel good for me.
Yeah, Adam asked me all the time, why are you putting on makeup? Because I want
to. Yeah, so there are some days where I just want maybe to put on that mask, a different mask for a moment.
And You should be allowed to.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I put my mask on for my TikTok videos. And that's another thing. That's my mental self-care, self-love. And Michael's like, oh, my God. He goes, what is wrong with you? But he was joking. I said, well, would you rather me be like, oh, hey, Daddy. And then they show a girl how they're all showing their boobs popped out and all that. Or would I do that and then show me with my Doc Plug mask, excuse me, my goodness, and acting silly and stupid, as you call it. He's like, yeah, I'd rather you be that way. I'm like, yeah, because I'm being me. I'm finding and I'm loving my true inner self, which sometimes I'm a straight-up crazy idiot retard. And there you go.
And you're allowed to be,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And that's part of being yourself and loving yourself. So, yeah. So we're just like, we need to stop it now. We need to quit talking down to ourselves, and we need to be.
The biggest thing I tell people is when you catch that reflection of yourself in the mirror or passing the window, stop and say, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, because it was really hard for me when I really first started it. I'd stand in the mirror. And I would just bawl tears.
Oh, gosh, I was just thinking how I could never look at myself in the mirror.
And I would just bawl and be like, I love you. I love you. I love you. you know, and eventually you do love you because you are personally making yourself positive.
Oh, we have a caller coming in. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing today? Hey, it's great to be on the show. This is a great topic. So on the subject of love, I love the girl on the left's huge titties, and I'd love to blow my load all over them. Can I do
that? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Well, that was, like, very... I apologized for that. We will get some of those callers from time to time like that. And so, yeah, I'm speechless, but if that made him feel great and to be disrespectful and disgusting, then there you go. So another thing, we have like 8 minutes left on the show. We're just doing 30-minute segments because I felt like we're just dragging on and on and on some days. And there are going to be days where we'll, you know, go.
Have to make episode two.
Yeah, episode two instead of like.
Because this is definitely a topic like we could probably break down. You know.
Yeah, and we're always talking about self-love, self-care, and everything intermingled. But one of the things I wanted to really touch on, too, is we need to stop comparing ourselves to others. See, we socialize. Socially, we're so competitive. And see, that can be so dangerous because we need to learn to love our bodies, love ourselves. And, you know, society says that model that, and no disrespect to any of them whatsoever, but, you know, I'm not a size 2. Pink is not a size 2 or 3 or whatever, but we love our bodies and feel comfortable with wearing whatever you want to wear.
Yep.
And, you know.
And that took a lot, too.
Yeah, that did for me, too.
Because, you know, I was always T-shirts, baggy clothes. I've always been a big girl.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing about
this. I was thinking about it too. Like, what the hell? All this time, we've never had a nasty color.
I love it though. Hey, rock on, buddy. Rock on. That is hilarious. Oh my gosh. But yeah. But yeah. And so it just goes. That was fine. All right, we got to be serious here. Not really. But our values. Like, our caller that called in and said he wanted to explode his stuff, you know, hey, just because somebody wears a tank top or something like that doesn't mean that we need to receive unwelcomed eruptions like that. I sound like a keckling. But for real, I mean, we need to, just because how we look on the outside, I mean, you could put full individual and then somebody that is just, maybe somebody would think of them as being a commoner or, you know, the girl next door or what do they say, fugly. And that one that's the most beautiful individual, and it could be a man or a woman, whatever. Okay. But that beauty is only skin deep, because I've met some of the most beautiful people that act like asses and that shit bags. And then I have some of people that I have had in my life forever that people would look like, well, what are you doing hanging with them? Well, why wouldn't I? Because they have a heart of gold. They have a soul like no other. They have a personality that I can engage with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so let's stop comparing. You know, and also I found when you're talking to, like, self-love and self-care, and when we're talking, you know, we're allowed to make mistakes. You know, as children, we're taught, like, you'll make mistakes in life. Oh, my gosh. We have another call coming in.
Hi, piss on me, please. Please piss on me, please.
So,
I'm going to end the show for today.
Buddy,
oh my God,
this is not that kind of show.
Wrong
buddy.
One. Call, wrong.
Call one of the other ones. But, you know, it has, don't be afraid to, like I said earlier, to get rid of toxic people in things. Remember, protect your energy. Our energy is so important. You know, rude or wrong, to remove yourself from certain situations and certain people. And I kindly think that that's hilarious, but kind of ironic. Like this individual, like, why are you calling in here acting like a schmuck?
Like, seriously.
Apparently, you're calling from all different kinds of numbers. Of course you're going to get booted off the show 100%. So, you know, we just remove ourselves from the, oh, my goodness.
Like, who does that?
I don't know. But also, when I was starting to go through my whole journey, remember, we have to forgive ourselves. Okay? Wake up every single day grateful and showing gratitude. All right? Like I said earlier, start committing to one habit that you do daily. And before you know it, I think, how many days does it take? Isn't it like 40-something days? I should have looked it up. My bad. I totally forgot. But it's like so many days, maybe like 3 weeks or something like that. When you start doing something, it becomes just a habit. It becomes a routine. You no longer have to. We just.
I
want to
say it's like 42 days.
Yeah, we discussed this on one of the previous podcasts. But yeah, so just like commit to little things. Like if it's a bath, if you're already doing that, now commit to something else. And so as we're going along of this journey, just start committing. You know, process your fears. It is very important, and it's very healthy. Don't reject your fears. Understand them, because as we understand them, like I said, you're exercising your mental health. And once you remove fear out of your life, that's when you start living. That's when I learned unconditional love, because it was no longer fear. I'm not scared to love or to be loved. I don't forget things, but I show unconditional love. So some people will be like, well, how can you deal with this person? Well, how can I not? It takes all different kinds of people, just like Schmuckhead here, that wants to ejaculate and wants us to piss all over whatever. But we're down to 60 seconds. I hope we've all gotten something out of this.
Yeah, and I hope y'all come back. And
we love each and every one of you. Sending much love, light, energy, and peace into each one of your lives. What you got to say, boo-boo?
And we forgive you for calling.
Yes, you actually made that very entertaining, Mr. P-Man. I just don't even know what to say, but you gave us a laugh, a chuckle. Whoever listens to the show, our apologies. Love each and every one of you.
Until next time, peace
out. Have a good one. Peace out.